Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's not Mother's Day this week. You still have another week. But our first reading today really does serve as an excellent Mother's Day text. So let's look at it and talk about mothers and fathers too today. Think about your own mother and father and the role that they played in your faith life. I know that for me personally, my parents played a huge role in having me baptized. My dad even performed the baptism for me and all my brothers, both my brother and sister, as well as bringing me to worship and Sunday school, reading the Bible to me, teaching me the faith. My parents were hugely responsible for the faith that I have today. And I'm sure that many of you can say the same thing, whether for good or for ill. Your parents played a huge role in your faith development. And you play the same role in the faith development for your own children. So how does that happen? Our reading from Acts 16 can give us an idea of just how this can work. We start with Paul going about his missionary journey. A vision appears to him in the night, and a man of Macedonia is standing there and urging him to come to Macedonia. And so Paul, obviously he's not an idiot, so he's going to listen. And so Paul goes to Macedonia. And one of his stops is in Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. It says, we remained in the city some days. Verse 13, on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who had heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. That is the key here, is that the Lord is the one who is responsible. This all starts from the Lord. God is the one who sent Paul the vision which led him to Macedonia and placed him in Lydia's life, and God is also the one who brought them down to the river where they met her, and even more, God is the one who opens up Lydia's heart to receive the message. And the Lord does and continues to do the same thing with us. The Lord places us in people's lives who spoke God's word to us. Perhaps that was our parents, perhaps that was a Sunday school teacher, perhaps that was a teacher or a friend or an aunt or uncle. God placed someone in your life who spoke God's word to you. And at that same time, God opened your heart and your mind to receive that message, so that you received that preaching and allowed it to affect your life. The same thing happens to the disciples in Luke 24 when Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures so that they could understand what had happened to him when he died on the cross and rose again. Perhaps the Lord also places us in the lives of other people so that we can speak God's word to them and pass that message along to them. Even today, as those who have received this message and believe this message, we are still to open our minds to Scripture, both the preached and spoken word and the written word, to hear it and allow it to impact us. In 1 Timothy 4, Paul tells Timothy, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. It is absolutely important to continue to hear God's message and to continue to believe God's message." So once Lydia hears the word of God, she repents, she is baptized, but she is not the only one. In our reading, it says that after she was baptized and her household as well, she not only came to Christ herself, but led her entire family. This means that her children, or perhaps grandchildren, servants, extended family, everyone in her family comes to Christ. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It affects an entire household. When Lydia follows Christ, she brings her family with her. And this was actually a common thing at the time. The Roman centurion Cornelius is another good example of someone who comes to faith and leads their entire family to faith at the same time. If you want a picture of what this would have looked like, just think a month and a half ago when the Quintanillas joined our church, and the three boys were all baptized at the same time that mom and dad were confirmed. Now, that's not something that happens all that much. That's not really the way that we think too often. Too many parents are afraid of turning their children off from God by, quote, forcing religion on them. Too many parents want to let their children choose a church to attend. I had a friend in high school who was given that option between mom's church, dad's church, grandparents' church, and he chose no church. Because if the options are Christ's church and SpongeBob's church, guess which one the 3 to 10-year-old will pick? I'll give you a hint. It's generally the one that lives in a pineapple under the sea. This is why it is so important for parents to really lead their children spiritually. It is so important for parents to take an active role in teaching the faith to their children and bringing their children to worship. Once Lydia has received Christ, that's not the end of her involvement. She gives thanks to God by caring for the needs of those who preached it to her. It says, after she was baptized in her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And so she, once she hears and receives the message, she allows it to impact and affect her life. Paul and his companions, which at this point includes Luke, come and stay in her house, and so she provides them with a base of operations as well as financial support for their ministry in Philippi. And in the same way, we also are to let God's message impact our lives, whether it is our actions, our devotions, our prayer, worship, Bible study, our generosity to the church, to those in need, our use of our time and abilities to bless God through the church and through groups outside the church, that it is so important to allow God's word to flow through us to impact our lives and our actions to those around us. So we absolutely need to thank God for the faithful parents who raise their children in the faith, such as Lydia did, and play such an important role in teaching the faith to their children. That is a gift of God and is one of the biggest indicators of the church on earth's health. After all, it has been said that the church is never more than one generation from extinction. Now, this isn't entirely true. Jesus promises in Matthew 16 that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church will always continue because this church is supported and nourished and grown by the work of the Holy Spirit. And as long as the Holy Spirit is still working through his means of grace, the church will continue. But if we look more closely at this quote, that the church is never more than one generation away from extinction, from what I can tell, this is a reworking of a quote from Reagan. We see a certain level of truth. The church flourishes because loving and faithful parents and the previous generation teach the faith to their children. Proverbs 22:6 tells us, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." The evidence is all around us in families, multi-generation families that come to worship together. The faith you learn as a child will stay with you on some level all through your life. And so in this sense, the church continues into the next generation because the previous generation teaches them. But not everyone can say that they learned the faith on their parents' lap. Not everyone can say that they received scripture along with their mother's milk. Some say that you are not in the position of having parents who were faithful in worship and raised you to be the same. Say that you came to faith later in life without parental involvement. Praise God that you did come to faith. And pray that you would be faithful in passing that faith along to the next generation, whether your own children or those with whom you are connected who are not as far along in their faith journey. It is never too late to ensure a faith-filled legacy in your family. By the power of the Holy Spirit, remember, it is all God's work. You can be like Lydia in bringing your family to faith and raising them to know and love the God who loves them and sent his son to die for them. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.